This is Bill Venners with Artima Developer. The following interview was recorded at Java 1 2007. So I am sitting in the Java 1 Pavilion, which just opened, with Alberto Savoia. And Alberto has of late been writing about something he calls Testivus. So I wanted to ask you first to kind of describe what is Testivus.
Well, Testivus is testing for the rest of us, or developer testing for the rest of us. A few months ago, I put a blog on Artima about this idea of Testivus, because even though practices like TDD or extreme programming have a lot of merit, we find that the majority of developers are not ready to embrace something that is so encompassing and so dogmatic. So I came up with this idea of Testivus, which is a takeoff on a Seinfeld episode where they had something called Festivus, and I called it testing for the rest of us. And I put in a few epigram or precepts. One of them is less testing dogma, more testing karma. And it really caught on with people. It got a lot of replies. So a couple of months later, I thought, maybe I ought to expand on this. And so I created a booklet called The Way of Testivus, and we're giving it away at Java 1 today, where I expand the concepts. And just to make it more fun to read, I put it in the form of an ancient, lost, Zen-like document from the first ever software startup on record.
Okay, so what does testing karma mean?
Testing karma means do good things related to testing and good things will happen to you. And it probably makes much more sense when you contrast it with testing dogma. Testing dogma says, you just have to test this way, only this way, don't do this, do that, etc., etc. And you find that a lot of software people by nature, they like to explore, they like to be, cowboys. And if you tell them just do it this way, a lot of people are not going to do it. So what happens is they throw the testing baby away with the testing bathwater, which is bad. Instead, testing karma means, look, writing unit tests is a developer responsibility. Do it, but don't just be too constrained by the right way of doing it. So you don't want to be too dogmatic about it.
Okay, so can you give me some examples?
Sure, I'll give you my favorite. I wrote 12 epigrams of Testivus, and I'll read one of my favorite. That's pretty short. This epigram says, think of code and test as one. That's the title. And what it says is, when writing the code, think of the test. When writing the test, think of the code. When you think of code and test as one, testing is easy and code is beautiful. And, I always thought of this, since I started learning about testing and TDD, but by putting it in this form, now for me, it's almost impossible to write a line of code without thinking of the test I'm going to write about it.
Okay. What are some other ones in there? You said there's 12, that's one. Maybe give a few more that...
Sure, I'll read some of the short ones because some of them are told as a story. And here's another one called Tests Not Run, Waste Away. And it says, run your tests often, don't let them get stale, rejoice when they pass, rejoice when they fail. And the idea here is that if you write tests but you don't run them on a regular basis, they're pretty much useless, and that you should be happy when the JUnit bar is green, but also be happy when it's red because you're catching a bug.
So what is Agitar doing to help promote more testing karma in the world?
Well, we're doing something that I find very exciting. And, if karma really works, we should get some big returns and goodwills out of it. We have this website called JUnit Factory. And what we do, we automatically generate JUnit tests for you for free. So there is an Eclipse plugin. There is also a web-based version. And basically, anybody, as long as you're not too concerned about, exposing your code and sending it over the internet, is going to be able to get unit tests for free. We have a big server farm, so you can get hundreds of tests in minutes and start playing around with tests. And even though probably handcrafted, lovely, designed unit tests by hand are better than the tests that you can generate automatically, some tests are better than no tests at all. And if you start that you have zero tests, this is a very good way to get started quickly. So it's tremendous fun. I love seeing all the code coming in and being able to generate tests for them. Should get us quite a few karma points.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much, Alberto.
Thank you very much, Bill.